Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. Today is the 50th annual Earth Day, which might encourage you even more to be outside and appreciate this planet. Some California cities and counties are exploring whether they can loosen the stay-at-home orders a bit and give all of us a little more freedom. Ventura County in Southern California opened some parks and golf courses on Monday. Governor Gavin Newsom was asked whether he was concerned about that, whether he had been consulted. Here's what he said earlier this week.
You can't build walls. This virus knows no jurisdiction, knows no boundaries, not only state boundaries or county boundaries, city boundaries, but national boundaries as well. So the answer to the latter part of your question is yes, we are concerned about that. The answer to the first part of the question is also yes, we were consulted. And I want to just express appreciation to the Ventura team that did reach out to my team over the weekend. But here, and this is really important, is something to understand. None of these local health directives can go further, or rather go farther backwards than the state guidance.
So yesterday, the governor mentioned Placerville in El Dorado County, and on the phone with us now is Placerville's city manager, Cleve Morris. Mr. Morris, welcome to Insight.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
So tell me what the city of Placerville is planning, what you would like to do, and about the communication you've had with the governor's office.
Well, we had a letter approved by our city council, or asked us to send a letter to the governor talking about how certain jurisdictions are not all the same, and we need to look at what can be done. I want to state, though, that our plan is to work within the governor's parameters, just as he said, not to go against those parameters, but to work within those to find ways to begin to open up some businesses and facilities. So.
Is that specifically what you're aiming for, our businesses and facilities? Is this also a request regarding any public or recreational space?
It would include everything, really, but all within those the guidelines that the governor has set. So, again, not trying to go around those, but working within those guidelines and looking at ways we perhaps already comply with those to come up with solutions and plans that will help us open sooner than later.
In a press release from your office, there is a sentence that indicates the purpose of the letter to the governor would be, and here are the words from Placerville, to demonstrate the unique set of circumstances of our geography and point out the very low numbers of COVID-19 cases. Would you get more into the details of that for me?
Well, for example, I think what we're referring to there is the fact that it's very rural, so there's more distance spacing automatically. You don't have homes right next to each other as much as you may have in an urban area. We do have our downtown area that is more urban in nature, and that's one of the concerns is how do we continue to prevent the spread of the virus. But looking at our numbers in the Placerville area, which includes more than just Placerville, we had five cases, fairly positive cases, fairly early on in the process. We have not had any positive cases since then that have tested positive. So looking at those factors, you know, and looking at what the governor has stated in terms of seeing a downward trend in the number of cases, I think we're close to that or getting to that where we can state that we have that. And so what is the next step to put together plans that can still protect the safety of our citizens? That's the number one priority. And then protect the safety of our businesses that are struggling greatly through this pandemic.
What's the ideal situation right now for your city and the outlying area, and on what kind of timetable?
Well, we haven't set a timetable because we're somewhat have to deal with what the state's guidelines will be here. You know, and we all know that the governor is supposedly coming out with new guidelines or directives that will help maybe steer us towards that today. We're waiting to see what those are before we move forward with the next step in our plan so that we can hopefully get to a point where we can begin to open up. Again, I can't give you a timeline because we don't have that yet. We're working through that plan. But the sooner we can do it and hopefully save more of our businesses that could go under if we don't do something soon, the better for all of us.
Well, since I have you on the phone, Cleve, just say a little bit about Placerville, which I know is an urban area of a little over 10,000 people. It might be bigger than that now. We've got a census coming up. But say something about your community and the businesses that have been so impacted right now by this pandemic.
Well, we have a wonderful historic downtown that caters to both our local residents. I like to think of it as a working downtown with some of the offices, the hardware store, dry cleaners, et cetera, that are down there. But also it's a tourist destination in terms of art galleries, our restaurants that are very popular, and those type of things that keep us going. So those type of businesses, a lot of them are local independent businesses that don't have a large corporation to help them perhaps get through in this circumstance. And so we're very concerned about helping them continue to move on. And the longer this goes on, the more difficult it becomes for them, even with the assistance that state and federal governments have provided for businesses. So,
and would you characterize the kind of communication? Is there pressure on the city? Is it a dialogue? How's it worked in your town in terms of deciding how to look forward and craft some sort of reopening?
Well, I will say that we are working very closely with our county. El Dorado County has their EOC, their Emergency Operations Center, is open. They have a planning working group. We are working with our county, our sheriffs, our fire departments, our local first responders, and our local hospitals to come up with a plan that we can all recommend that we feel will continue to control the spread of the virus and still allow us to open up at least partially at first and then moving into a transition where we can get back to some sense of normalcy.
And the opening would be with distancing, with face coverings, with extra sanitation procedures?
That's what most people are talking about. Those exact standards have not been set yet. We're still working on those, but those are the type of things that we would still encourage and possibly even look at enforcing if necessary to make sure that we don't have the spread go further.
Okay, well, I wish you good luck, and I thank you for the conversation about this today. Take care, and I'm glad to be able to connect with Placerville on our program today.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
That is Cleve Morris, the city manager of Placerville. We are going to shift to a different county because on the subject of being outdoors and this being Earth Day, most of you who are paying attention to this probably know that the trout fishing opener is going to be delayed in Inyo, Mono, and Alpine counties. On the phone is Nicole Williamson. She is Alpine County's administrative officer and its Health and Human Services director. And Nicole, welcome back. Glad to have you on the program again.
Good morning, Beth. Thank you for having me back again.
So this was pending. The governor had talked about it. There were long meetings and a lot of phone calls. Will you tell me the details now of the delay?
Yes, the Fish and Game Commission granted the Fish and Wildlife Department the ability to postpone fishing season in Alpine, Mono, Inyo, and Sierra County. I believe the order is on the Fish and Wildlife Department's website right now, if anyone's interested in looking at it. And it extended the opening of fishing season until May 31st.
For people who might not know, can you describe how April 25th would have been in your counties this year and any year? When the trout opener happens, it's something that some people call Fishmas.
Yes.
Like
yes.
The Christmas for the outdoors.
Yeah, the the Eastern Sierras have many fishing areas that are very popular with the trout fishermen, and I think all of the Eastern Sierra counties, Inyo, Mono, Alpine, were concerned about a large amount of people descending into our county at a time where nothing is open, so there are no services. I know there were a lot of comments during the commission meeting that fishermen come prepared to totally take care of themselves, but not only is it that there aren't any services, but it would be the increased traffic on our roads. Increased traffic can lead to more traffic accidents, exposing public safety staff, and there's no camping that's open right now. In addition to postponing fishing, our Board of Supervisors asked the Humboldt-Toyabe National Forest yesterday to close dispersed camping until May 15th, and we also requested that Caltrans keep Monitor and Ebbets passes closed until May 15th also. And so we're just trying to send a consistent message that for the next several weeks, we still need people to stay away, and as soon as it's safe for everyone to come back to Alpine County, whether it's fishermen or campers or hikers, we will welcome them back with open arms, but right now, we're still just asking people to stay away so that we can just hold on our one confirmed case that we have in our county.
How firm are those dates, Nicole? And I say this because we seem to be in a time of rolling, soft transition. And the governor obviously is guiding this, but there is some time for change here between today, April 22nd, and May 15th, which you mentioned.
Correct. Those are the dates that we've asked for, but we've certainly had conversations even with the Fish and Wildlife Department about if we want to, can we open fishing season sooner? And that is a possibility, as we haven't received a response back from Caltrans or the Humboldt-Toyabe on our request, so we don't even know if they will grant them. We just know that the fishing season is postponed, and we do have the opportunity, if we feel like it's safe, to put in a request to the department to ask them to go ahead and open fishing season.
You said that Alpine County has had one positive COVID-19 case. Can you add any details to that picture?
It was transmitted by travel outside of the county, and so we have no evidence of community transmission within our county. If you look at our website or some of the statistics, you'll see that it may say two, but we've tested someone in our health department that did not reside in our county, so it was actually technically reported to that county. So we've had two positive tests, but only one is a resident.
Okay. One issue that was raised during the meetings about the fishing season was the idea of extending the season for a month. That has not been agreed to, but can I get your thought and the thought of the other county representatives on the possibility on the other side of this initial delay?
I will say that I believe Alpine County would certainly be open to that discussion of extending it another month if it's safe at the time. It is something that we would, I think, very seriously consider and be interested in that option. You know, we have a tourism-based economy in Alpine County, so postponing fishing season for a period of time impacts the businesses in our community. And if they had an opportunity for the fishermen to continue to come to the county for another month, that would provide, you know, the economic opportunity for them possibly to recover what they might have lost during this postponement. So we would be very interested in having that conversation.
All right, Nicole, you talked with us last week about Alpine County's foster care system. This week it's fishing season. I don't know what we're going to be talking about next week.
Who knows?
But, you know, a lot of things happen in threes. So
yeah.
I'm sure I'll be talking with you again soon. So thanks a lot for the update and stay safe up there.
Yeah, you too. And thank you for the opportunity to, again, hear the Alpine County perspective. We really appreciate it.
Well, Alpine County has some beautiful countryside and some wonderful people. So I appreciate being able to connect with you on our program. Take care.
Yeah. You too.
Nicole Williamson is Alpine County's administrative officer and its health and human services director. So we're going to take a break. The Uplift is next. It's a follow-up to a story you've heard us talk about before, and it's a jazzy one. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio.